Mexican President to Trump Stop Gun Supply, Stop Drug Demand. By Ildefonso Ortiz on March 10, 2026. Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum fired back at U.S. President Donald J. Trump over some mocking comments made about her refusal to use military forces from both Mexico and the U.S. to eliminate cartels. It's good that President Trump publicly said that when he is offered to have the U.S. Army enter Mexico, we have said no, Sheinbaum said when asked about Trump's comments. It's the truth, we have said no and will proudly keep saying no. Sheinbaum responde a Trump, ee. Debe frener tráfico de armas hacia México. Tras declaraciones del mandatario en cumbre de líderes en Miami. pic.twitter.com/nidif2a. La Periodista, at La Periodista underscore MX, March 9, 2026. Sheinbaum was responding to a series of comments made by Trump during his announcement of the Shield of the Americas summit, a multinational approach aimed at stopping the cartel threat. As Breitbart Texas's Bob Price reported, during his announcement of the summit, Trump said that Mexico is the epicenter of cartel violence and most of the drugs flow through that country. During his speech, Trump mocked Sheinbaum, claiming that when he had offered to use the U.S. military to eliminate cartels, she had whined, "No, no, no, Mr. President." Sheinbaum claimed that Mexico has been working with the United States to share intelligence, but will not allow foreign forces to operate within her country. During her morning news conference, Sheinbaum said that if they really wanted to help, the United States government should be concerned about stopping the flow of illegal guns headed south into Mexico. She claimed that 75% of the weapons used by cartels come from the United States and that they have done little to stop the flow. If they stop the trafficking of arms, then these criminal organizations won't have the weapons to do their criminal activities, she claimed. In her previous statements on the matter, Sheinbaum has failed to mention that Mexico has a federal agency tasked with controlling the ports of entry into her country that could be stopping the flow of guns. The Mexican president further blamed the problem on the U.S. consumer of drugs, claiming that if there was no demand, there would be no cartels. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.